CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Toronto police hunt suspect after attempted fire attack at Kennedy Station subway platform. Toronto police hunt suspect after attempted fire attack at Kennedy Station subway platform. Toronto police are searching for a man accused of trying to set a stranger's jacket on fire on the subway platform at Kennedy Station in Scarborough. An incident investigators say happened around 6:30 a.m. Sunday. As of December 29, 2025, there have been no arrests, and police have reiterated in public alerts, including a D28 update, that the suspect remains outstanding. The atmosphere. Surveillance images show a masked figure and bags. In surveillance images released as part of the investigation, the suspect appears in dark, layered clothing that blends into the winter streetscape, an anonymizing silhouette that underscores the urgency of the search. The figure is seen wearing a hooded jacket and face covering, with a hat further obscuring facial features, a look that can make identification difficult in the early morning dimness of a transit hub. The person appears to be carrying two bags, one brightly colored bag that reads as red-orange in the images, and another bag that looks like a blue backpack. The contrast between the bright bag and the otherwise dark outfit is one of the most visually distinctive details investigators hope will jog memories from anyone who was at or near the station. Official accounts. What police say happened at Kennedy Station. According to investigators, the incident occurred at approximately 6:30 a.m. on Sunday at Kennedy Station, a major TTC terminus that connects subway service with bus routes. Police allege a man approached a person standing on the subway platform and attempted to light the victim's jacket on fire. Police say there were no reported injuries, and the suspect fled the area before officers arrived or could arrest him. The victim has not been publicly identified, and authorities have not released details about age, gender, or whether the victim and suspect knew one another. In a public alert and follow-up messaging, Toronto Police Service described the suspect as a man approximately 25 to 30 years old. He was last seen wearing a black jacket, gray pants, black running shoes, carrying a red bag. Surveillance imagery appears to show a red-orange toned bag. The case is being investigated as an assault with a weapon. Police have asked anyone with information, no matter how small it may seem, to contact investigators. Tips can be submitted to police at 416-808-4200 or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. The incident is associated with police file number 4729115. Community shocked by violence. The alleged attempt to ignite someone's clothing on a subway platform has triggered a wave of anger and alarm online, with riders questioning how safe the transit system is, especially during off-peak hours when platforms can feel isolated. Kennedy Station at 6 a.m.? This is why I drive everywhere now. Third weird attack there this year alone. User in a discussion thread on r/Toronto. Attempted to light someone on fire? Ban knives and crazies from transit now. Reaction posted on X. While the comments are raw, they reflect a broader, escalating concern. Riders increasingly view severe incidents, whether random assaults, robberies, or weapon-related threats, as part of a pattern rather than an anomaly. That perception is being reinforced by recent data. Police reported figures indicate transit-related crime in Toronto has been trending upward, with a reported 22% increase in 2025 compared with 2024 across 1,047 incidents, including 312 assaults. Platforms, in particular, have seen an increase in weapon-related events, rising by roughly 18% year-over-year. Within that broader picture, Kennedy Station has repeatedly come up in discussions about safety. Police statistics cited in the latest reporting indicate 14 assaults at the station in 2025, up from 9 the year before. The station's role as a busy interchange point, combined with loitering concerns and frequent mental health-related calls, has made it a recurring focal point for both enforcement and public anxiety. Beyond Toronto, the issue is not isolated. Preliminary national-level figures cited by Statistics Canada point to a 12% uptick in public transit violence across major Canadian cities in the most recent year-over-year period, suggesting a wider challenge around transit security, social disorder, and how public systems respond to high-risk behavior. What's next? Investigation continues. Police ask for public help. As of Monday, investigators have not announced an arrest, identified a suspect, or released a motive. Police have not said whether they believe the incident was targeted or random. For now, the investigation remains active as officers review surveillance footage and seek witnesses who may have been on the platform or in the station around the time of the alleged attack. Authorities are urging anyone who recognizes the suspect or who saw someone matching the description, particularly an individual in a black jacket and gray pants carrying a red or red-orange bag, to come forward. Even small details such as direction of travel, a brief interaction, or where the suspect went after leaving the station could help police identify and locate him. Anyone with information is asked to contact Toronto Police at 416-808 or submit an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. If this story develops through an arrest, charges, or new surveillance images, updates are expected from police in subsequent alerts.